At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Oh, Brian Koberger. Apparently, and I know this is going to disappoint a lot of you, he's not liking prison. It's not turning out to be a very good fit. At the end of the day, he... just not liking it. And there's a statement that's been made by the prison after some of these reports have been coming out that Brian's not having a great time there. And we'll read you that statement that was sent to News Nation here in just a few moments. But first, I want to go into this a little bit. I want to share the story of what's happening behind bars to
Lil' Bri.
Because I think that's going to be probably... Should we make that his new jail nickname? Can those folks who are listening to
Lil'
us and watching us within prison... Lil' Bri.
I like that. Lil'
Bri.
I like that a lot.
I like that. I think Lil' Bri is a good one. I just want to bring up the message. Laura Ingle reported this earlier today. So this is a statement from the Idaho Department of Correction. We are aware of Koberger's complaints about what he considers taunting. Incarcerated individuals commonly communicate with each other in prison. Brian Koberger is housed alone in a cell, and IDOC security staff maintain a safe and orderly environment for all individuals in our custody. So, kind of like we can neither confirm nor deny anything.
Right.
In that. Insiders in the prison, here's what I found out. Take it for what it's worth, your allegations and all that. These prisoners were ready for this guy.
They were waiting. They were sitting there going,
like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons, excellent, bring it on, baby.
And the staff was unaware until he got there. And then it seemed like there was a game plan in place for this guy. So,
anybody surprised by this?
Bravo!
I mean, he killed college students.
Bravo! From anyone behind bars that is doing your job, I'm going to keep talking about you. And I bet there's a lot of canteens that are slowly getting filled out there right now. I would put some money on that.
Fuck around and find out. And Brian Koberger fucked around. He is about to find out, folks.
There's a lot more finding out that's going to be going on in the land of Brian. So it's the kind of dark you only find in a prison. Thick, stale, heavy. The silence, it feels staged. But Brian Koberger knows better. In the Idaho Maximum Security Institution, silence is never really silent. Not for him, anyway. Somewhere above his head, through a narrow steel grate, a sound slips in. Sometimes it's his name, dragged out like a taunt. Other times it's sharper, an insult with the sting of a thrown rock. And sometimes it's nothing but a laugh, short, mocking, a sound you can't unhear once it's in your head. He's been here long enough to understand this isn't background noise now. It's deliberate, it's coordinated, and inmates on his tier know the way sound travels through those vents. They know where to stand and how to aim their voices. So they'll land in his cell like a whisper, straight to the ear. And they've turned that knowledge into a weapon. Former detectives who've walked those very blocks have said it's almost like a schedule. One man yells until his voice is tired, another takes over. The harassment comes in shifts, rolling from cell to cell, never letting him get comfortable. They want him
Ryan!
Agitated. Yeah. I can only imagine what creative things they're coming up with. Hey, here's an idea. If you guys got tablets, ChatGPT it. I bet you could find a bunch of ideas on how to get to someone like him. Trust me on that. They want him restless. And by all accounts, it is working. Before this, in pre-trial lockup, Koberger had already shown signs of obsessive control. He washed his hands until they were raw. He took showers that lasted nearly an hour, allegedly. Who knew? Who knew you could take that long of a shower in jail or in prison? He was in jail before. I don't think I'd want to take an hour-long shower in prison. I think that'd be more of a, like, get in, get out. And I'm not saying that kind of get in, get out, like get in, get out of the shower room before someone gets in and gets out of you. And be out.
So just a second here. I just moved into an apartment from a home, and I am required to pay for my water,
mm-hmm.
which
like a grown
came from
up.
A married situation before, yep. and he kind of took care of the utilities. So I haven't, honestly, any apartment I've been in, like, heat and water have been covered. So this is the first time I've ever had water as a utility I need to cover.
And
I've been very, very conservative with my showers. Like 4 minutes in and out. Let's not run the dishwasher until that bastard's full. Washing clothes, it's got to be full. Like, and he's getting hour-long showers, and I'm out here being a law-abiding citizen.
Well, I think you might be a little obsessive on the other end of this spectrum here.
You might be, but it's pissing me off. I would love to have taken like a 15-minute shower.
And you know what? You can. No one is stopping you. No one is stopping you.
Stopping me.
The only one stopping you is Stacy.
Well, I just don't want a huge bill at this point. And
you're
to
not
hear
poor.
That he can take an hour-long shower?
You're not poor.
No, I'm not.
You can afford a 15-minute shower at this point in life. Trust me. You only live once, Stacey. You can handle a 15-minute shower. I believe
Thank you.
In you.
I'm healing. There are some yeah. things that have happened. I'm just yeah. working through them. We're getting there.
Heal
I'll
it through
a 15-minute
shower. Make it 20.
All right.
Fuck. Do sing American Pie 4 times, the long version.
Kay.
There you go.
That's 32 minutes.
He took showers that lasted nearly an hour. He paced in his cell like he was measuring for a blueprint. Sleeping was thin then. Now, with voices warming through the walls at all hours, it's almost gone. I'm wondering about the other guys. What about they're directing it at him, so they're not all hearing it. I get it. So I was going to say, that torments everybody then, doesn't it? Not when you direct it right at Brian. Ingenious.
Yeah, they're going to get mad, be like, it's his fault that I'm going crazy.
Drive him nuts, friends. Drive him nuts. He's in what prison officials call long-term restrictive housing, solitary to the rest of us, 23 hours alone in a cement box, 1 hour in a cage yard under the open sky, also alone. Showers every other day. Meals passed through a slot. No touching anyone, no sitting across from another human without steel or glass between them. It's meant to keep them safe, to keep others from making him the next headline. But solitary doesn't block sound. And sound is the one thing his neighbors have mastered. The guards hear it, of course, but there's only so much they can do. In prison, words aren't a crime. A threat has to be credible, physical, imminent. And so the taunts pour in unchecked, leaving no bruises, no paperwork, just a steady erosion of peace. If you want to call what he has mental stability, whatever that baseline is in Brian Koberger. This is as hard as it is the safe version of prison for him. Because in the other version, the one that could become real if policies change or cell space runs out, he being general population. And that's a very different game. One they've probably already played multiple times over in their head, just like this one. And they already know the outcome. And guess what? You don't come out a winner, Brian.
Nope.
General population is a max security prison, is its own ecosystem. You eat with other inmates. You walk the yard. You work the jobs, kitchen duty, laundry, cleaning. If you make it that far, you're in proximity to men who might smile one moment from and then lunge at you the next. For someone with a case like Koberger's, four young students killed in their own home, it's like walking into a room where everyone's already read your life. And history tells us what happens to inmates like that. Let's go through that list, shall we? We'll start with Jeffrey Dahmer, convicted of crimes so grotesque they reshaped the country's concept of evil. Didn't make it 2 years. He was beaten to death in a prison bathroom with a broomstick in broad daylight while cleaning alongside other inmates. Yes, the broomstick entered orifices, Brian.
Yes, it did. Multiple ones, if I recall correctly.
And he died. He luckily died. I'm going to guess maybe these guys might make want to hold on to you a little bit longer. Or maybe you get to have this experience more than once. Lucky you. And then there's James Whitey Bulger, the feared Boston mob boss, lasted less than a day at USP Hazleton. Inmates armed with a padlock and a stock and a homemade shiv attacked him in his cell, beating him so severely he was nearly unrecognizable. His tongue was almost torn out.
Ugh.
Yeah, that would be nasty.
Oh,
can you imagine if you lived through that, Brian?
No.
Oh,
almost like what your victims went through.
That's not going to be good for commissary time. Yeah, I mean, I guess it would really kind of, I don't know, what do you do if your tongue's gone and you're still alive? How does that work? Huh?
Liquid?
Huh? I wonder if we'll find out. Don't take any of these things as ideas, anybody. I'm just reading history of things that have also happened to folks like Brian Koberger. Hugo Pinnell, a name whispered in California prisons for decades, spent 45 years in solitary confinement. The day he was released into the yard with other men, they swarmed him, and he was stabbed repeatedly and died where he fell. They were waiting for him to come out. This is the exciting stuff you have waiting for you when the price is right, Brian.
The wheel is spinning now, isn't
yeah.
it?
Beep, 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 beep. $1. Oh, you get to go to the Showcase Showdown. Even Roof Purseful, an Alcatraz inmate whose crimes made him a pariah amongst his own, was targeted endlessly until he broke, self-mutilating in an act so desperate it still makes seasoned prison historians grimace. These aren't isolated incidents. They're part of the culture. In prison, notoriety is a double-edged sword. It makes you famous, but it also makes you a target. And crimes against women and children, or crimes with a certain kind of public outrage attached, are at the very bottom of the inmate hierarchy. So, Brian, you're not going to the top anytime soon. You're not even going to enter the countdown at number 40. Casey Kasem's not going to count you down.
Nope.
But I guess, I'm going to guess there's a lot of other folks who are going to count you down. Men with nothing to lose will use someone like Koberger in many ways and as a way to earn instant respect from their peers. If Koberger were moved into general population, the danger would be immediate. Maybe not the first day, or maybe not the first week, but it would come. A little shove, blade in the yard, a weapon smuggled out of the metal shop. In prison, the best attacks are fast, decisive, and often over before guards can respond. The irony is, solitary, meant to protect him, could be the thing that unravels him mentally long before anyone else can even touch him. Extended isolation eats away at the mind. The habits he's clung to for control could spiral into compulsion more than they already are. Paranoia, more so than it already is, will set in. Without human interaction, small slights feel amplified. Threats loom larger. And if he deteriorates too much, prison officials might have to move him, not into general population, but into a mental health unit. That would mean sharing space with others, albeit in a somewhat controlled environment. But even there, the rules of prison hierarchy still apply, and notoriety still attracts attention. So the question becomes, which is the greater danger? Staying locked away in a concrete box with nothing but voices through a vent to accompany? Or being put in a setting where those voices now have hands, shivs, and opportunity? For now, Idaho seems committed to keeping him in isolation. They've seen what happens when other prisons gamble with high-profile transfers. No one wants to be the facility that failed to protect or control the most infamous inmate in their state. But the reality is, solitary space is finite. Budgets are tight. Policy shift. All it would take is an administrative decision, a bed shortage, or a calculated risk to trigger a move. And if that day comes, Koberger will walk into his space where the taunts are no longer echoes in the dark, but men standing in front of him, ready to collect a kind of currency you can only earn in blood. Until then, he lives in that strange purgatory between isolation and exposure. Every night, the same ritual plays out, voices through the vents, pacing, hand-washing, a body that can't rest because the mind won't stop listening. He knows he'll be back tomorrow night and the next and the next. The silence when it comes is almost worse because in the gaps between the shouts, there's nothing left to hear but his own thoughts and the knowledge that the control he once wielded over his life, his environment, and his image is gone forever. In here, he's not feared. He's not respected. He's prey. And whether the predators can reach him with their hands or only their voices, they've made one thing clear. Brian Koberger will never know peace again. Good job. Gold star.
Sometimes you get what you pay for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not one shred of my DNA feels any sort of pain for him.
No.
Not one. And I'm a compassionate, empathetic person, and I don't feel anything for this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think he admitted to guilt just because he didn't feel he could win a trial. I think he did this 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
So you're not wired correctly and you're going to get taken out. Is it right? Look, no.
And look, and at the
end, it's going to happen.
What's more, okay, if we're going to talk about humane here, though, for a second, if we're really talking about being humane, put him down. That's the death penalty. Because is this humane? Everything I just said, none of that's humane. It's insane. It's insane to like want to wish that on somebody. But it's Brian Koberger. So I'm wishing that on somebody, him. But this is the reality that, I mean, it's like we want to be humane. We're against the death. Well, it will take its course this way then. What's more humane?
It will.
I don't know what's more natural. Probably
this is going to be faster.
It will. I've said that from the beginning too. I said, if you want him to die, put him in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there would have been so many appeals and, you know, trying to get a stay of execution. And now this is just going to take care of itself.
Yeah,
the trash takes itself out sometimes.
It could take 20, 30 years for him to die. I mean, the families of the girls could be dead. I mean, you know, if Steve is in his 50s, it could be he'd be in his 80s when they finally took him out.
Yeah.
You know,
it could be tomorrow.
I'd be playing my odds with the prison, honestly. I get all the anger of Steve and I very much agree with him, but when you take a breath and you go, okay, those are my kids and I wanted this guy to die, this is how I would bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it with the justice system.
I agree.
So that's the latest on Brian. He's not liking prison. Shocker. Oh, shocker. Do they have vegetarian options in prison? Do they honor that? Yeah. They do.
I think they do. Yeah, I thought I read that somewhere.
Okay.
Boy, and I thought I was having trouble adjusting to my new living space. I guess I need to chill out.
I wonder if the vegetarian options are better than like the meat options. And I say meat in air quotes. Be interested. Anybody who's had this, tell me in the comments section on YouTube. I'm curious. If you were in prison, what's the best way to navigate the food situation? Yeah, curious in the comments section there. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe while you're there. And if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, hit subscribe so you can take us wherever you may go. Until next time, for Stacey and Tony, we will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.